New day,
new you.
Wake your ass up.
Only
strong, strong, strong.
Monday through Friday. Fucking gratitude.
Be
mindful.
You're listening to May I Elaborate? Sound wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth. Remember when you were a teenager and all you wanted to do was learn to drive? That's all you gave a fuck about. To you, the ability to drive meant independence. No more being stuck out there in the middle of the night after a party trying to get home. No more take your date out on the bus or worse yet, on the handlebars of your bike. Which ain't bad either. Hey, riding a lady around on your handlebars, whoa, is just as good as riding her around on your shoulders. Oh, walking around or the concert.
What if you're the lady and you got to ride your guy around on your handlebars?
Hey, whatever.
I just think that is just, who wants that?
Nobody wants it, but they let it happen sometimes because if it's not your bike, you can't claim that you have to drive that bike. The ability to drive was one of your entries into adulthood. See, you watch for a while first. You sit in the fucking front seat. Your parents allow you to sit in the front seat, and you watch how you do it. You watch how it goes down. Watch the key going in the ignition and turn and shit. Watch where you lean back a little bit to see the foot hit the gas and the brake. The process of learning to drive. How you turn the wipers on. You sit there and watch. You fucking watch your dad or your mom. All the particulars about driving.
Studying.
The fucking wheel and shit. Studying all
that. Waiting for your moment.
Woo! You watch them yell at people who get in the fucking way. All those things. You learn that from watching your parents drive. So you pestered the fuck out of your parents. Or your auntie, your uncle, or whoever you who could teach you to drive. Take you to a big-ass parking lot some fucking where that you fucking drive. You know, like one of those big department stores and shit. When no one's there, early in the fucking morning, just let you fucking drive in circles and shit. You think you fucking doing something. Riding around the fucking parking lot and shit. You might even started out sitting in your dad's lap, steering the fucking wheel while he worked the gas and the brake.
Yeah, we did all sorts of unsafe things back when we were kids. I sat right in my dad's lap, blocking his view. What if some fast car came out of nowhere in that parking lot?
In that fucking parking lot, man. Riding in goddamn circles. Turn the wheel. See? That's how you fucking learned. That's how you started to get the process in your head of what it took to drive. Finally, you're behind that wheel practicing. Well, that was the greatest thing in the world. Finally! You fucking felt that shit, finally! Fucked around and drive around in a cul-de-sac and fucking circles and shit.
Sounds like you're practicing for NASCAR.
Eventually, you can confidently drive that damn car on local errands. Just run little errands and shit. To the supermarket, the CVS, to your grandma's house, 6 blocks away. At this point, you're feeling yourself. You think you are a damn driver. And then the day comes when you have to learn the most difficult driving move in the fucking world. A move that will forever be a lesson for life. Now, this applies to life, Miles. This shit applies to life. You are about to be a person who has gotten to the point where you are beginning to ride on the fucking highway. Highway is the hardest place to teach somebody to fucking drive and to fucking know the nuances of fucking highway driving. Because shit's going a lot faster. Woo! Life comes at you quick. Miles, you ever heard someone say that to you? Life comes at you fast.
Yes, it's like in Ferris Bueller.
Fuck yeah. Life comes at your ass fast, Miles. When you take that car onto a highway. God damn it, Miles. Now, in the beginning, highways are scary, but driving on the highway is not the lesson I'm talking about. No, the lesson I'm talking about is learning how to fucking merge. Merge! Woo! When the world is moving fast all around you, how the fuck do you find a way to get into it? You're the new kid on the block. All the kids in kindergarten are playing on the monkey bars. You want to play? How do you merge in? You don't know these little motherfuckers. They don't fucking know you. You ain't in their clique, in their circle. They didn't come knock on the door and ask Mr. Johnson, can you come out and play? They don't fucking know your last name.
It's Johnson, apparently.
Shit. No. They didn't fucking come there and ask your parent if you could come the fuck out. They don't fucking know your last name.
No, I know. It's just that you mentioned Miss Johnson, so it's fucking Johnson. I just figured.
Most people, most kids, they knock on the door and they say, Miss Johnson, can Oliver come outside and play?
So that's just a general term kids use. It could be, her name could have been Miss Brown, but they're just saying Miss Johnson.
Fucking matter.
They don't matter.
Or you say, they say your nickname and your fucking parents didn't know you had a fucking nickname. Can Skeet come out? Can Skeet come out and play, Miss Johnson? And your mother's looking at you like, who the fuck is Skeet?
Or worse, like, can Stinky come out?
Stinky. Can Stinky come out and play?
Can Booger come out? Yeah.
And no, it's okay, Mom. What? I stepped in shit one day, and ever since then, they've been calling me Stinky. It's okay. It's okay, Mom. It's no big deal.
Mm-hmm. It's terrible. I don't think the kid wanted his mom to learn it that way, but.
Sometimes, Miles, that's what the fuck happens, Miles.
Yeah, yeah.
Life comes at you fast.
There you go.
See? How I brought that shit back around?
There, bomb, bomb. Yeah, this is very Ferris Bueller. I can't.
You saw a new job, Miles, and you're replacing lovable old Pete Milligan. And every time people look at you, all they can think is how much they miss old Pete.
Pete is a good guy.
Pete was a good guy, man.
Oh, he would buy lunch for everyone.
Fucking
lunch is on me.
Lunch is on me. Fuck yeah. Oh, man. Old Pete, boy.
He's old school.
Pete.
He was old school.
Old school Pete.
had a bottle of scotch in his desk.
Always had a bottle of scotch, man, for a rainy day. He always said, this is for a rainy day.
Yeah. And he lived in Seattle, and it rained all the time.
The fucking time. Woo-wee. Yeah. Lucky man.
Never got that drinking problem under control.
Never got it under control. Damn near ruined him. Hmm. Here's the thing, though, Miles. People love Pete. Old Pete. Miles?
Yeah.
You had to damn near come in there and take Pete's place, but you had to wear one of Pete's old jackets that was left in the goddamn closet. People just want to smell that old spice.
And scotch.
And scotch. And mothballs.
And mothballs.
Oh, man. Old Pete, man.
Not quite sure where they liked old Pete as much as they did when you think about it, but I get it.
They got used to him. They got used to old Pete.
Yeah, they got used to him. That's what he's used to him. He was comfortable.
He was comfortable.
They were comfortable with him.
Safe old Pete. Here's the question, Miles. How the fuck did you merge in? People got used to that old motherfucker, man. Him bringing them goddamn sandwiches and shit. Sometimes he'll bring food for people. Nobody ate that shit, Miles. People would say, oh, thanks, Pete. And throw that shit in the trash. And eat that shit. It's fucking wrinkled ass fucking hands.
Dolores found a shirt button in his macaroni and cheese.
Yes, Miles. You can't eat that shit. Once that happens, Miles, you can't eat his shit, Miles. You can't do it, man. Always pulling that fucking handkerchief, that same fucking handkerchief, out of his pocket and wiping his fucking nose and put the shit back in his pocket all the time.
As he'd fold it, you'd hear it cracking.
You'd hear it. Like he never
crinkled.
Like it's the same fucking handkerchief. Like he never washed it.
Once again, not sure why they liked old Pete that much.
I don't get it. They got used to it.
No.
Miles, we said it.
They got used to him. You're right.
Well, it still gives you this fucking task, Miles. That's the weight on you. It's how the fuck do you merge in? Pete did a good job for a long time, Miles. You got to merge into that little circle, Miles. Mm. Do you force your way in, Miles?
I don't know.
You force your way in, Miles, you're risking an accident. You start trying to do what Pete used to do. You start buying lunch. You start bringing people fucking sandwiches and shit with buttons in it. Mm? No. You start doing that shit, Miles. You think that's what the fuck people want.
It's not charming when you do it. No, when you do it, it's not charming.
Oh, not charming. People don't want that shit. They got rid of that shit. That shit's over. They got rid of that, Miles. They got rid of it. Pete gone. There's two mergers going on here. They're trying to merge old ass Pete the fuck out of here. And you're trying to merge in.
Many complaints to HR finally got old Pete out of there.
Got him out of there, Miles. Gave him a little party, a retirement party.
Oh, yeah, of course. Ooh.
People,
he deserved it.
When that party was over, everybody had a sigh of relief.
Collective sigh of relief. The second he walked out that door.
You know how uncomfortable it must have been when people give you a sandwich and he stood there and he said, try it. And you had to unwrap that paper slowly and try to get a distraction and throw that bitch in the trash. I'm saying, and put your hands together like, oh, that was great, Pete. Oh, you ate it that fast. Yeah, I did. I fucking did eat it that fast.
So how do you do it, though? How do you merge?
You got to merge, Miles. You might accidentally knock Trina off the monkey bars, Miles. Is that a good way to make friends? You might go in that damn break room and drink from old Pete's mug, Miles. I don't know. And you just raise the mug up and say, here's to Pete.
Right.
People ain't going to like that shit, Miles. Plus, old Pete used to soak his dentures in that bitch. But you ain't know because you forced your way the fuck in, Miles.
It's your own fault.
It's your own fucking fault. For pouring coffee in the same fucking cup. Some fucking dentures in the cup, Miles, and you didn't realize this shit.
Oh, he left his dentures there?
Fuck yeah, Miles. He always did this shit, Miles.
Oh, I thought he used to do it, but then he's gone and...
Right. Miles, he left this shit in the fucking cup. To learn to merge is to learn patience, everybody. To carefully assess the situation. How do I get in here easily? How can I take my time? I'm looking both ways to see what the fuck is going on. I'm assessing my speed. Sometimes I gotta speed up. Sometimes I gotta slow down. I don't fucking know. They're gonna let me in. Assess the danger and the probability of success, and then to proceed with confidence. Take my advice and become a master of the merge.
Woo! Woo! I had to say woo too. You set a record. Congratulations. That was your longest intro ever. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
But timely. It made sense. Oh shit.
Timely in that it consumed a lot of time.
You gotta merge, see? You gotta know how to merge the fuck out.
Yeah.
You gotta learn how to merge the fuck in.
All right. This extra time doesn't count on it because I stopped the clock. But thanks for playing. We say goodbye to our current champion, JB Smoove. Left my arm out. Left arm out. I'm merging in. Hi, I'm Miles, and thanks for joining us for a new day of May I Elaborate Wisdom from JB Smoove. On each episode, we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if JB can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. But before we get to that, while doing this podcast, we've noticed that while some of you seem to glean a lot of enlightenment from JB's unique take on complex quotes and proverbs, there also seems to be a need for JB to offer out his very specific brand of advice to some of the personal and day-to-day issues of our wonderful listeners. So now we present some of your questions in our segment, Ask JB.
Let's go, Miles.
Okay, here you go. This comes from at carlos.montenegro.peru. Peru. Mm. All right. I'm insecure about my art.
Mm. Mm.
An artist.
A fucking artist. Yeah. Wait. You're insecure about your art?
No, not me. Carlos is. Carlos no. Montenegro.
No. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
So, Carlos, you are insecure about some shit that you do?
Do you have multiple
personalities in this motherfucker, and you are not a proven fucking you? Yeah. Here's a bit of advice for all artists. Do your art for you. Fucking need it. Who the fuck are you trying to please? Why are you insecure about your fucking art? If you're doing the shit, you're doing the art, right? Is there multiple yous who are not agreeing with what the fuck you doing? Are your yous fucking discouraging you from being you? See? You are in your own way, you. Carlos, get the fuck out your own way. Do your art for you. Do it for you first. Do it for you. Express yourself through your art first.
Even if you're trying to make money at it, is it still for you?
Is it still for you? You trying to do your art for everybody else. You got to do it for you first. You got to love what the fuck you do. Enjoy what it does for you, Carlos. Or are you Carlos?
Wow, now you're accusing Carlos of being an imposter?
I'm just saying, if Carlos don't like Carlos, who the fuck are you, Carlos?
That's a good point, Carlos. So first, find out who you are. Mm-hmm. And then if you are Carlos, be good to you and do your art for you. And then the passion of that will, you got to find your audience, right? You have to let your audience find you. You don't find your audience.
Fuck yeah. You're goddamn right. Goddamn right.
Well, there you go. That's sound advice from an artist to an artist. Thank you, JB.
Yes, indeed. You're welcome. Is it you?
No, I'm not Carlos. No, I'm not Carlos. No, you know I'm not Carlos. Don't look at me like that. I'm clearly not Carlos. You made the look even worse. I wish people could see these three looks of disdain and no, it's not even disdain. It's what would I call that? Inquisitive and paranoid all at once. And now you look a little crazy. Next question comes from Christine Issa. Christine Issa is at Christine Issa. All right, you know who you are. How can I be less stressed as a parent? I have two tiny ones and I'm dying.
Oh, man.
You're a dad. Mm-mm-mm. You're a dad, JB. You know this. You can answer this. You're a well-seasoned father of a wonderful daughter. Mm-mm-mm.
Never give all of your love to any one of them in a given day. Each day, pick a favorite. See? Pick a favorite each day. Shower the favorite with love and don't give the other anything. The next day, flip it. See? You keep people guessing like that and now you got them. Now they can't wait. Now they have to can't wait. See the fuck I just did, Miles? They have to can't wait to get that attention and love.
So now you're saying with the two kids, alternate days, odd even days where you give one attention and you ignore the other one, and now you're going to have them competing for your love.
But they have to wait. You will develop a cool pattern because they know that you are only one person and they are fucking two. You don't want them to team up on you. It happens all the time. They become one fucking person. And now you have ruined their upbringing and their development because you are trying to do too much. You are only one person. They are two people who become fucking one. And they know what the fuck is going on. They're smart. They're fucking conniving and smart. So you got to outthink the fucking thinking ass kids.
Right. This is another one of those times where I offer a disclaimer. JB is not a child therapist, nor family therapist, nor child psychologist. All opinions are his and do not reflect the opinions of Team Coco or myself. Mm-hmm. Yep. That being said, I get some of it. Like
cereal and one get milk.
Yeah. So now they got to work together. Now you're creating a synergy between them and you.
See, that's how you do it.
Right.
Turn two into one.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to make two individual personalities have one, but I get what you're saying. It's a mind game. You got to play some mind games. You got to get ahead of them. You got to get ahead of them.
Better get ahead of them. Oh, you're going to always be
behind. Because
they're
playing mind games with you. Yeah.
They're playing fucking mind games.
I get it. Well, there you go. Listeners, I hope those words landed somewhere safely. And now on to our quote. Today's quote comes from the calendar, A Network for Grateful Living, A Year of Gratitude, Inspiration for Living Life as a Gift.
Let's go. What you got?
I felt like I was giving advice, getting ready to set up James Brown. You went, The essence of life is not to find the one thing that satisfies us, but to realize that nothing can ever completely satisfy us. And that's all right. Mm-hmm. And that's by Joan D. Chittister.
The essence of life is not to find the one thing that satisfies us, but to realize that nothing can ever completely satisfy us. And that's all right. The essence of life is not to find the one thing that satisfies us, but to realize that nothing can ever completely satisfy us. And that's all right. I like that. I like anything that ends with, and that's all right. And that's okay. Yeah. Oh, I love that.
It feels like an older person that you trust giving you advice.
That's okay. That's okay. Right. That's okay, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I love it, Miles. Right. I fucking love it.
You're going to jail for what you did, and you're going to probably spend the next 20 years there. And that's all right. And all of a sudden, it feels all right.
All of a sudden, it feels okay.
It feels okay.
Like, everything will be all right. It's going to be, it's all right. And that's all right.
Yeah. And I've already heard that in that prison, they've already got it in for you. You did some stuff to somebody you shouldn't have, and they're really going to make your life a living hell. And that's all right.
And that's all right. And that's all right.
And that's all right.
All right. It's all right. Yeah. Oh, I love it. Yeah, man. All right. It's all right. That's all right.
Well, we're going to be back from the break.
And that's all right.
Welcome back to May Elaborate, Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. The quote we're looking at today is, "The essence of life is not to find the one thing that satisfies us, but to realize that nothing can ever completely satisfy us." Hmm. J.B., give me the last line.
And that's all right.
What do you got for me?
Everybody out there, we appreciate you listening to this amazing podcast. Miles, and our amazing listeners, why do you think places like Golden Corral, Sizzlers, and Soup Plantation exist? Because people want choices. Mm. Want choices. People want options, Miles.
You know, I don't think a lot of people have heard of Soup Plantation. It's not like a big national chain. Plus, I think it went out of business during the pandemic.
But people who fucking know, Miles. The people who fucking know. People who want to go there for something very specific, they fucking know about that place, Miles. They know about the Soup Plantation.
Yeah, I think but it's closed. And I got to say, now that it's closed, I never liked the name.
I hate the name, Miles. When you see a black person working there, you think you want to nudge them a little bit and say, yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah, tell them we's free now.
You get to go home after this, right? Just for clarity.
They don't have you out there picking soup.
Oh, fuck no, Miles.
No.
Out there picking soup. What's that long-ass fucking...
big ladle.
The big ladle spoon.
Yeah, out there going up and down, picking clam chowder and picking noodle soup.
Noodle soups and shit.
Minestrone.
Minestrone, that fucking minestrone.
Yeah.
Oh, Miles.
Terrible name. Could have called it Soup Farm.
Soup Farm, that fucking French onion and shit.
Oh, look at that.
Fucking cheese, fucking stretching all over the fucking place. That shit's hard to do, man.
No.
Then they get mad at you because you fucking cheese all tangled up.
No, you don't want that. Mm-mm. You know, sometimes when we're doing the podcast, I get some notes from one of our producers, Nick Liao, and he said that in some parts of the country, Soup Plantation was called Sweet Tomatoes.
Sweet Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was the name of... So,
a restaurant.
Yeah. Instead of calling it Soup Plantation, it was called Sweet Tomatoes. Mm. I don't know if that's true, but Nick knows a lot about food.
He doesn't know a lot about food. Yeah.
Would that have been a better name? Would you have gone there if it was called Sweet Tomatoes?
Hell yeah, I would go there. I would go there.
Sweet Marketing is important, man. Marketing, what you call something, I think is hugely important.
But it's also a very creative name for a strip club.
Oh, man, yeah, Sweet Tomatoes. Yeah.
And you will wonder, what the fuck is going on in there?
Yeah.
What's going on in there?
I know. Sweet tomatoes or ripe peaches.
Ooh, ripe peaches. Oh, man, Miles. Great name. Great fucking name.
Mm. I'm sorry. I blame Nick. We got off track. So what were you saying now?
The point is, Miles.
Why do people love these places?
Miles, people want choices. People want options, man. As humans, we are hard to satisfy. Going back to the quote, Miles. It's hard to satisfy us, Miles. We are never satisfied. We love all-you-can-eat buffets. People fucking love them, Miles. Despite that sharing giant pans of food with filthy strangers who pick up that macaroni and cheese and cough all over that goddamn clam chowder, Miles. Despite all of that and the fact that we're still in a pandemic, people love themselves a damn tower of crab legs. Miles, just a few months ago, there was a fucking riot and a fight over the fucking crab legs, Miles, in some fucking buffet.
It was steak. It was over steak.
Was it steak? Yeah. Miles, they brung the big ass pan out there. People were fucking sitting there waiting for it. And next thing you know, it was a fucking frenzy, Miles. A fucking frenzy, Miles, over some goddamn steaks.
Yeah.
A frenzy.
Frenzy.
Frenzy, Miles. And then people love some damn crab. They love them fucking crab legs, Miles. A pan of fucking lo mein and a tray of chocolate eclairs. People want those options, Miles. And that's what the fuck life is all about. Fucking options. The world is a fucking buffet, Miles.
Yeah.
This world is a fucking buffet full of shit, Miles. People love options, and as long as we know we have them, we will never be satisfied.
We've talked about this before, but like the Matrix. In the Matrix, they had to eat that gruel, and that's all there was.
That's all the fuck there was, Miles.
But then in the Matrix, you could have whatever you wanted. And to me, once I knew that, I would never want to be in the gruel place. I would live in the Matrix. I want options.
You want fucking options, Miles.
How am I going to be satisfied with that gruel?
And here's how the fucking mind works. Some people go to a specific buffet because they like how that buffet makes that specific dish that they will keep going back for all the time. And some people like going back to the same fucking place they fucking love to get that same goddamn dish they fucking love all the time as many fucking times as they want.
Right.
Woo!
I get it.
Not satisfied.
The essence of life is not to find the one thing that satisfies us, but to realize that nothing can ever completely satisfy us, and that's all right. Just calm down. Calm down. I know you want it all, but you'll never be satisfied. You'll just want more.
You gotta restrain yourself.
You'll start a fight.
Your fucking self, Miles.
You'll get into a brawl at the Golden Corral.
Over some fucking steaks.
Over some steaks.
Over some goddamn crab legs, man. You are fucking in a frenzy, you're a part of a mob. A fucking mob.
Mob, oh my goodness.
Steak lovers and fucking crab leg lovers.
A frenzied mob.
A frenzied ass mob. Shit, man. And Miles, why do you think Tinder is so damn popular? Tinder is like an ass app buffet. Sitting there swiping left until you see something you want, Miles. Burrito, swipe left. Pizza, swipe left. Penne and Alfredo sauce, swipe left. A good-looking lawyer with a nice ass, swipe right. So you put that in your plate and you fucking try it, Miles. It's not that great. Buffet food rarely is, Miles. There's no fucking Gordon Ramsay back there cooking this shit.
No. Big thing of risotto, madam. It's a big thing of risotto. No, he's not doing it. You're not getting a trough of risotto.
Fuck no.
From Gordon Ramsay.
Fucking Gordon Ramsay. It's culinary shit. Culinary shit, man. A dash of this, a sprinkle of that, huh?
No, he's not back to, dear, these tater tots are not up to standard.
It's not fucking great. So you go back and swipe some fucking more.
Yeah.
You're going to swipe until you see what the fuck you want, Miles. Because you got so many options.
You're never going to be satisfied.
You're never going to be satisfied, ever.
Unless, your unlesses are always powerful and riveting. So I say, why don't you end this? I'm going to give you the quote one more time, and you bring this home. You've left me frenzied right now.
You're fucking frenzied, Miles. It's too many fucking options for
you,
Miles.
Oh, you got me crazy. I'm like, where's the steak, Golden Corral? Like, I'm so upset right now. The essence of life is not to find the one thing that satisfies us, but to realize that nothing can ever completely satisfy us. JB, make that all right.
Mm-mm-mm. Over time, everybody out there, people who we fucking love out there, and we want to fucking help you and give you the knowledge you fucking need to move on with your life and to carry on a fucking positive mindset. Over time, you acquire what we call knowledge. The type of knowledge that can only come through experience and perspective. You gotta do some shit in order to learn how to do some shit. After years of searching for perfection, you have realized that nothing is perfect, and that's fine. Ain't shit out there perfect. You can search all you want, and a damn thing out there that's gonna be perfect for you. Why do you think motherfuckers bring their own condiments sometimes to fucking restaurants? Cause they know goddamn well the food is good, but goddamn it's better with my hot sauce that I love at home on top of this fucking meat. You ever see somebody do that shit, Miles? Bring a whole fucking pocket full of condiments, their own shit from home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Shit.
Beyonce carries around hot sauce. And if she can do it, then we can all do it.
If she can do it, everybody can fucking do it.
Yeah.
Bring your own hot sauce. Sometimes people bring their own, you have that everything bagel seasoning.
Yeah.
Put that shit on anything. Ice cream. It don't fucking matter, Miles. That shit's fucking that good. Put that bitch on ice cream and puddings. It don't fucking matter, Miles.
It does.
Everything bagel. No, it doesn't matter, Miles.
It does. It's
fucking good.
Not recommended for those things, I would imagine.
It's not. Have you ever read the back of the bottle? It says for use on anything you fucking want. That's what it says, literally.
I seriously doubt that's the wording.
Anybody out there who has everything bagel, turn the bottle on the back and read the back of the fucking bottle. It says use this on everything, anything you fucking want.
But you were building, man. You got me. I'm frenzied but I'm calming a bit.
So after years of searching for perfection, you have realized that nothing is perfect, and that is fine. In fact, that's the way it should be. You know, a mutt will usually be healthier than a purebred. You know that? A purebred is so locked in at being perfect that it can't handle imperfections. This motherfucker keep pissing on my fucking floor no matter how many times I tell him to stop pissing on the floor.
Yeah.
Treats ain't working. None of this shit's working. But a mutt's got a little of this and a little of that.
Like everything bagel seasoning.
A mutt is fucking happy to be in your home. This motherfucker's not full of himself.
Yeah.
He ain't no fucking show dog and shit. This motherfucker just happy to be inside.
Yeah.
He's like, look at fucking me.
He's free from the soup plantation. He probably bit through his rope and got away from there.
Yeah. They got their fucking, just to make the shit authentic, they fucking tie a dog to a tree in the back. You motherfuckers. What the fuck you went out of business trying a fucking dog to a tree?
Yeah. What's with that?
Little this, Miles, and a little of that. A mutt's bag is filled with all sorts of shit, and that might come in handy. Mm-mm. The mutt has come to expect the worst and is prepared for it, Miles. You might get tired of this motherfucker and throw him out your goddamn house. And you know what? It's okay. Because that motherfucker know how to live outside already.
Yeah.
This was a step up in your house.
He's ready for the world.
He's ready for the fucking world regardless.
Yeah.
Regardless. He been there, done that already.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck out of here. The mutt finds happiness in the simplest of things. And more importantly, the mutt finds happiness in itself. But in the end, the challenge is not to find what satisfies you, but to be satisfied.
You got to find it in yourself.
You got to fucking find it in yourself.
Yeah.
You got to be satisfied.
It's not outside. Nothing outside is going to satisfy you.
No. No, no.
You got to just be satisfied.
You just got to be satisfied.
Isn't
that, Miles, isn't that what life is? Being satisfied with yourself.
It's not that steak. Let it go.
Let that steak the fuck go.
While they're over there fighting over steaks, go get yourself a pork chop.
Go get yourself a fucking pork chop.
And in honor of my friend, a vegan pork chop.
Get a vegan pork chop. Fuck it. Be satisfied with your process.
Yeah.
There's plenty of options out there. You know, we're not telling you where to fucking eat. If you like going to that restaurant and you're satisfied with how they made it to the point where all it needs is a little bit of your hot sauce out of your pocket. Woo-wee.
And that's all right.
And that's all right.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of May I Elaborate Wisdom from JB Smooth. I want to give a special thanks to Workman Publishing for letting us borrow from the calendar, a network for grateful living, the year of gratitude, inspiration for living life as a gift. As always, we hope you had a good time, and maybe we're even inspired along the way. Before you go, please leave us a comment and along with it a great review and rating on Apple Podcasts. And also you can send them to us. You can send them to us at mayielaborate@gmail.com. We will definitely be looking out for those and featuring some of them on the show. We've had a lot of fun with them. Also, be on the lookout for some... Also, be on the lookout for some special celebrity guest friends of JB. Those episodes are always a lot of fun. And tell a friend about our podcast, why don't you? Don't be stingy and keep us all to yourself. I mean, I appreciate that and everything, but we want as many listeners as we can. Once again, I'm Miles, and he's JB Smooth.
What are you guys still doing here? It's over. Go home. Chica-chica.
This has been a Team Coco production.